Border issues have been identified as the main challenge hindering the effectiveness of newly created districts from raising funds to run the activities of the assemblies. Speaking to Radio Ghana in commemoration of the first anniversary of the newly created districts, the DCE for Kpong Katamansu, Aladian Tie Tete, said older assemblies prevent the new ones from collecting funds in boundary areas. Aladian Tie Tete spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We are faced with raising funds, especially when we have border disputes with our sister assemblies. Generating funds from the various boundaries sometimes is very, very threatening. You send your revenue collectors to the areas and they are molested. So you have to cool down the tension at the places before you send them.
Can you spell out some of the vision that you have for the district?
The vision is first of all education. Try to raise the standard of the education in the assembly. Bring in security because we have land guards in the area because of land problem with some people. And also the disabled persons within the assembly is very high. And, you know, it's a typical fishing and farming area. We are trying to make sure that when it gets to the fishing period, we may supply the fishermen with the necessary inputs like nets or premixed fuel. The problem we have now is some agro establishments are taking over some farmlands. But you don't blame them.
Who do you blame them?
No, you don't blame them because the land was there fallow. These people have been farming on it. It has not been, you know, given a recognition. Now, TDC, which is the bona fide owner of the land, decides who to give it to. So if, for instance, you have been working there for 20 years and you didn't regularize your operations on it, and I come just today and I regularize it, I take over. And these are the problems we are facing. Because gradually, as if indirectly, our people are made worse off because they will be losing their job.
The DC for Kpong Katamansu, Aladian Tie Tete.